Kenny, a hard game ahead tomorrow night. Is it a must-win game for you tomorrow night?
Yes, I believe it is a must-win game, and the players know that. And we've had long discussions and all the preparation that you could possibly do for the game. We've put it in this week and every week, but this week especially, I think there's a bit of a lift to the players, and hopefully that will be borne out by our performance.
It's been said over the last few weeks in media terms, that in local media, that morale seems to be down in the club the last few games.
Uh-huh.
Have you addressed that this week after last Friday's result?
Yeah, but morale doesn't just come from the players, it comes from the supporters, and you know, there is apathy out there, and we know that if we were to win against Drogheda, we'd be 1 point off third against a team that is invested, I mean, like, very heavily. And it's about investment in this league, and I have the best chairman in the league because he does it the right way, and I have to acknowledge that he's been very supportive to me, and I've been the one that has turned down money because I feel that it's the wrong way to go. And now that the boys have got experience into them, the young players, then next season we'll hope to have some room for investment for next season, and we'll have more experience in the team, that's for sure.
You say the chairman is very forthcoming with the money. Is next season a season where you probably would have to buy a few more experienced players in the league to maybe help the youth along through next season?
Yes, we have to bring in more experienced players. I'm aware of that. You know, if you want me to win the league, then I'm sure that could be funded. If it was funded, we could win the league and then I'm the greatest guy in the world. But that's not how I work. You know, if the Derry City fans wants me to win the league, then money will do that. Tell me a team that hasn't done it that way. And I want to get there, and it's a slow burner. But people have to be patient and they have to be supportive of the club. I'm not feeling great about the attendances. And, you know, there can be excuses about we've lost our last three games or whatever it may be. But then when we were on winning consistently, the crowds needs to be better, to be perfectly honest.
A few players have been out the last few weeks due to injury. Can we expect Darren Cole and Dean Jarvis back on the side this week?
I hope so, yes. It's looking pretty much possibly Darren, definitely Dean. But, you know, this is another thing. You know, I've tried to work with a small squad, and the under-19 players have been in the team and in around the team and playing, but there's too many. There's too many young players, and we need more players. And it's up to me to make sure that I do that. And next season is when I want to do that, because I think the experiences the young players have had now, the Roland Curtises, the Ben Dohertys, the Conor McDermotts, I can go on and on, the Aaron McInniffs, they can come in more regular, as they've had to do this season, but with more experience. You know, it's paramount to what we do. And there's another club that's doing that, actually, which is Drogheda. And that's why I really wanted them to do well, because they've kept the young boys and bringing young players through, and it's fantastic what Drogheda are doing. Unfortunately for them, it looks as if it's going to be relegation. But if they stick with them and lean on that experience that they've got, then I'm sure that they'll do well next season, Drogheda.
No fresh injury doubts for tomorrow night?
Just Nathan